hello everybody, Brian here from QuantLabs.net. So today is a day of celebration somewhat. So if you want to co-integrate like I am for pair trading, what you read on blogs saying maybe 500, 1,000 data points is enough. According to the big chiefs in town, it's not enough. You need to get about 10,000. So when you do your co-integration, you need to, as I said, I did a webinar on this exact topic. You need to look at it moving forward. So you use past data as well as current data, and the data points needs to be a lot. So I'm focusing on Forex for retail and also cryptocurrency for just the standard exchange. So there's two coding projects I'm going to show you. The first one here is in an article here found at medium.com. You can look it up, how to get historical cryptocurrency data. Subheadline, downloading minute resolution OHLC data via exchange APIs. So this one's using Bitfinex, and it's using a built project on GitHub. I'll show you in a minute. So it walks you through all this fun stuff. It's actually pretty good, but there's a gotcha here that you need to be very, very aware of. With Bitfinex, it's very common with other exchanges. So a lot of the exchanges for crypto only allow you to capture about 1,000 data points, so 1,000 minutes at a time. So fortunately, you can pass in dates like starting and end dates. So you can do that, the code's here, but you have to put in requests in and download small chunks for what you need. So as I said, you need to probably to do a co-integration test properly, at least 10,000 data points. So here you can download it, but the other problem with other exchanges, which is very common, is it only allows you to make 60 calls per minute. So with that on top of it, you have to have your calls when you're pulling the exchange, have it sleep or delay every 2 seconds. So it minimizes the limit and eventually getting temporarily or even permanently banned based upon your IP. So it takes a while for it to download. The other good thing is in here, I like data frames. I think most people out there in the world of Python like to work with data frames because they're easy. So this author has also included a way to convert what's downloaded and convert it into data frames, which is really convenient. And then you can save it to a CSV file. So in here, you will find a little link to script like this, which takes it to that GitHub example here, and you can actually use this example and just change around your dates to get the 10,000. For me, if I want to get 10,000 of Bitcoin against US dollar, I had to download about three weeks of data, and it takes about 5 or 10 minutes to download that data. Now, the other option is if you're working in the world of Forex, what came up, and I've known about this, is the Duca project. So you're going to download historical data from Duca's copy. The limit of what Duca's copy has enables you to download the data, but only up to 24 hours prior. So you're not able to download and as historical data the current last 24 hours worth of data. That's easy. So you can use this Duca project to download all the data you need from up until prior 24 hours. So essentially what you're doing is the same thing with the crypto, is you can easily download whatever time frame you need, 1 minute, hourly, whatever data frame you want or data time frame you want, and then stitch it together in a massive data frame again, and they co-integrate based off of that. So you could do the same thing here with Duca's copy. In my case, we would be able to use back tested data from Bitfinex using this methodology for the crypto. And then because I'm gonna right now, for now, stay with Kraken, use a 24-hour data, and then stitch the Bitfinex back-tested data against the current 24-hour data from Kraken, and as I said, stitch it together, which can be done. So then you can run co-integration against that, and that should work from what I understand, being told that that should be enough to be able to determine quite conclusively that you can use that co-integration test moving forward. Because yesterday, if you were part of my webinar, which is now behind my paywall, you would see that if I did a co-integration test using all the other methodologies that I showed last week, they look like they co-integrate, but they don't, based upon just using 1,000 data points. So it did co-integrate up to a point, but the last few days it was not co-integrating, meaning you think it's co-integrating, but guess what? You put bets on that, you're gonna lose money because you're thinking it's co-integrated, but it's not. So as I said, you gotta be very careful to read these blog posts or videos or whatever on wherever you get them. The methodologies work, but if you're not properly guided, like I unfortunately have, you will screw up, and you won't even know you're screwing up because you're thinking it's co-integrated, but it's not. So be very careful and be very cognizant of that, because if you're going to trade off that, you will lose money, and you'll lose a lot, 50% of the time, from what I've seen. So that could also be said with Forex as well and crypto. So if you are going to do the form of pair trading, you got to make sure it's properly done. So this is how you backtest. I've given also the resources throughout last week's worth of videos on where to go to get all the code in Python to do the tests. I mean, you can just do standard tests like ADF or Johansson or whatever. There's all these different methodologies. So now that I have this ability, I can go out, test. So what we're doing is we're testing, sorry, we're downloading the 10,000 data points that we need, run our co-integration to get our current co-integration, download this data, and then do another co-integration against the 10,000 data points, and that will give you quite solidly true co-integration for the future, moving forward, on what co-integration will mean, to see if the co-integration between two instruments will actually hold moving forward. So that's really, really critical if you want to be successful at this. I just wanted to let you know about these two projects, and even though I did a lot of blabbing here, this is what they look like. So with the Bitfinex, as I said, I've done 3 weeks worth of data. Here, if I go to the last line, I'll just show you just roughly just over 10,000 data points or rows. So you can see it's over 10,500, maybe 600, 700, 800 and change. So that data right there is enough to actually work with to do a co-integration. Also for the euro, for using Dukkha. So this is Dukkha copy data, Dukkha's copy data you're looking at, and you can quite clearly, and this is a very fast, it's pretty quick to download this amount of data. I don't think you need this amount, but using Dukkha, you can get up to 215,000. So that might be a little overkill, but these two projects found on GitHub and Python will definitely help you out to get proper co-integration. So I just want to show you that, try to save you some money if you're going to use the blog tutorials, which are fine, but I'm just fortunate to just pass along to you and make sure that you are able to be able to use the right amount of data, which is a lot more than you think. Okay, thanks for watching. Have a good day. Later.